often we hear the phrase that no one likes surprises. Well, sometimes you do like a surprise or two. It makes life interesting. This is Pat Bosco. We've had some fun putting together a podcast to deal specifically with authentic leadership, dealing with strategies and techniques to be authentic, sincere, to present an opportunity for everyone in an organization to have an opportunity to have their voices heard. My sister organized a surprise birthday party when I was 12 years old. She did it again when I was 50 and when I was 65, and she surprised me again when I was 70. You'd think I'd catch on after a while, but she's awfully good at surprises, and I don't mind them. Now, my wife, Susan, she does not like surprises. You don't want to do anything unexpected for her. But for me, I'll go with the flow, and I like an occasional surprise. But that's not for everyone, and professionally, you want to put yourself in a position where you understand your role and whether the person you're reporting to, the people around you, how they respond to surprises. I worked for 5 university presidents, the only one in our school history that worked for so many of our 14 presidents. Each one had their own individual style about wanting to be surprised, every single one of them. My first conversation with each and every one of our university presidents is, what would you like to know? When do you like to know it? And they were very different in their responses. One individual said, tell me everything. I want you to hold back. And after one weekend of giving him everything that happened on a weekend with my undergraduate students particularly, that Monday morning he changed his mind. I'm not sure I want to know everything. Dean Bosco, you can use your best judgment. Another university president, same question. What about informing you? He really wanted to know the political stuff. If there's something political that he had to respond to, he'd want to know ahead of time. Outside of that, a student death, is pretty much your own judgment. That takes an individual with a different kind of expectations. The important thing is put yourself in a position of whoever you're reporting to, whoever you're responsible to, define how they want to be told information. Some want deniable plausibility. They want to be able to understand that they don't know what's going on. And that's fine too. And part of your role might be to absorb information. And that might be a little too specific, but I think it's critically important that we think about surprises. And if you're looking for a professional position, that's more of an art than a science of whether who you tell and when you tell them. I think it's important that generally speaking, I always err on the side of letting a person know that you're looking. But as we think about managing yourself and managing your manager, define what they would like to know and when they'd like to know it. And put yourself in a positive position of being able to say that no one likes surprises, but sometimes there's a reasonable explanation as to why you want to hold back and why you're protecting, or whether there's more information than needs to be told. It's important we recognize that part of management and leadership is minimizing surprises, minimizing miscommunications. And sometimes surprises one way or other can make all the difference in the world.